darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain.
Hello and good afternoon. My name is Nero and this is the Soak Information Radio Podcast. Today is Sunday, February 5th, it is 3 o'clock, and we are live from the 110th floor of the Soak Broadcast Towers. My name's Hero. Joining me today is Ceres, my co-host, as well as Hazelnuts, our ranger lead, and not joining us are our Rally and Nauticop, so we'll have a nice, fun podcast. If you'd like to call in or participate in any way, calling in is 503-894-7980. That's our phone number. You can call right now on Sunday at 3 o'clock. You can email us at sircastpdx@gmail.com. Again, the phone number is 503-894-7980. Ceres, what's your week been like? How are you?
Hey.
Hi.
Just so you know, there's a little delay when I'm talking to when I hear I'm on, so I'm going to try to deal with that.
Okay. How's your week been?
It's been pretty action-packed, lots of stuff going on in all the spheres, and I'm in the middle of a family birthday cluster, so that's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a very eventful week. I was in California part of the week. Got to experience a nice storm while I was there. I went to the coast over the weekend here at in the Halem, and it rained nonstop the whole weekend. Drove home through a winter wonderland over the coast range. It took me about 3.5 hours to do what would be normally about a 90-minute drive. And it's been a pretty eventful weekend. Lots of stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff in Soak World, too, that's going on. We're moving very quickly towards an event in May.
Yes.
And we've got some progress to report on that.
Yes, we do, actually. It's kind of exciting. We are going to have the town hall next weekend on Sunday, the 12th, and that's going to be at Tabor Space on Belmont, 3 o'clock p.m. to 6 p.m. And at that point, you get to meet all of the new leads. We have filled all of the slots, and we have all of the people there ready to talk to you. Hopefully, we'll have at least one representative from each department or all of the people, but as you know, it's hard to wrangle an entire herd of cats, and our leads team is up to 40 people now. So
the address for Tabor Space, so if you'd like to come and join us next week, this is a free gathering of burners that are coming together to talk about Town Hall and Burning Man coming up. The address is 5441 Southeast Belmont Street. So that's at the corner of 54th and Belmont, and it's called Tabor Space. And the event is next weekend at 3 o'clock. So next weekend, we actually won't have a podcast that will be live. We'll have a pre-recorded podcast next week.
New. Yes, because it interrupts our time, but we're happy for that.
I'm going to attempt to record some or part or all of the meeting next week, and so that we should either be able to play that in its entirety on the podcast or at least hopefully certain parts of it that are applicable in coming weeks. So I'm going to work on that next weekend.
Right. And hopefully next weekend, I believe we have an announcement to make regarding the major burnable structure. So that's a big reason to come on down. That conversation will be starting then.
We'll have our
regional contacts in attendance, so you can talk to them and see what it's like to be in the, I don't want to call it the upper echelons, but it's definitely a different rung of being involved with Burning Man.
That's
a lot more time commitment.
The regional coordinators, regional contacts are going to be there, and they'll be presenting and discussing what they've been up to and what's going on in that world. So that's exciting. And then coming up, I think it's next Tuesday, we've got our permit hearing in Tie Valley.
Yes, it's Wednesday, the 15th.
It's Wednesday. It's the 15th. So whichever day that is, and I apologize, it is the 15th. We've got that coming up. And then we've got, we've got tickets that will be going on sale. We'll be announcing how the tickets will be sold at the town hall, I believe, if not shortly afterwards. And the tickets will be going on sale at some point in March. So that's
correct.
Exciting.
We need to have the hearing first, have that approved officially, and give the community out there any opportunity to talk to us about things that they're concerned about before the event gets going. And then we can start selling tickets.
Yes, absolutely. Cool. So what's going on in the news arena? Do we have any news today?
Well, in addition to that, the volunteer survey will be coming out soon. So if you are not plugged into the Burning Man Portland website or our Portland Announce listserv, where we do a lot of announcing about those things, I would suggest doing that in the near future.
So
they're going to have that survey coming out.
There's the Portland Announce. There's the SoakPDX.com website. There's also the Soak Facebook. So stay tuned on one of these things. Last year, tickets were a hot commodity and sold in under 24 hours. So there are a lot of people that wanted to participate last year that weren't able to. So this year, our advice would be pay attention, know when the ticket sales are going to be, and be ready to jump on those tickets so that we don't have another kind of potential sellout situation that prevents you from going if that's what you want to do.
Correct. And the way that you get plugged into that information is first and foremost with the Portland Announce. That is our official broadcast for that. We're just kind of a little side shoot that likes to help the information get out there. And then the Burners page, Portland Burners, is the other place where you will see a lot of conversation and our RCs connecting with us about what days, what times, for things like that.
Yeah, I would definitely not put our podcast in any sort of official mouthpiece. This is mostly just hearsay, conjecture, and opinion. So anything you hear here, I would definitely verify somewhere else.
Take it with some pink Himalayan salt.
That's right. The snow road salt. All right. Any other
news? The artisanal
one. That's right. Do we have any other news before we move on to our guest?
Well, I just had one quick thing that I wanted to say. It was really super cool. We made a new thing, like a new kind of matter, like stuff. It's called time crystals. It's
who's
first form of non. We, the people, I have to look up this article again because I did not put it down in my notes, but there was a new form of matter that was created in the last 2 weeks called time crystals.
Time crystals.
Yes. They're weird because they have... What?
Oh, so this isn't something that the boys down on the 60th floor of the Soak Broadcast Towers cooked up. This is something official that scientists...
No.
Okay.
Yeah, this is an official science-y thing.
Cool.
It's a crystal structure that appears to have movement even at its lowest energy state, which as we know matter, that's when it should have zero movement because it has zero energy. We can't make nothing out of something out of nothing, I guess, but it does
mm-hmm.
still have movement, which is super interesting. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what we're going
to
do with this, but what a hell of a thing to have occurred in the last 2 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing. Very good.
Yep.
Thanks for that news. All right. So in summary, we've got our Saberspace meeting next weekend at 3 o'clock. So join us there. And now I'd like to see if we can figure out a way to welcome Hazelnut to the show. Hello, Hazelnut. Are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us. Hazelnut is not new to Soak or to Burning Man at all, but she is a new lead for the Soak organization, and she's leading the Rangers, Soak Rangers. And so Hazelnut is here to talk to us about some of those things, and we'll have Sirius. Why don't you tee it off here for us?
Yeah, you want to toss the line?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's it going, Hazelnut?
Hi. It is good on this snowy Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, you were saying you actually have some in your neck of the woods right now, right?
Yeah, we have a couple of inches out here in the greater metropolis of Klatskanai, Oregon.
All right. I think the last report
I'm quite ready
said
for it to
that
be over.
We weren't supposed to. Right, yeah. I think for us, the last report said that we weren't supposed to get any until maybe over tonight. But I did hear reports of grocery stores being intense yesterday.
Dick. Either way, the commute to Portland tomorrow is going to suck.
So, hey, when was your first year burning at all?
I actually got started when I was pretty little with my grandma. And
really,
by all accounts, he was an old San Francisco cacophony hippie type. And
that's awesome.
That would actually be why I'm Hazelnut, because it was always Hazel and her little nut grandchild. So when
oh
it was
my God,
time to
amazing.
Pick a ranger handle, Hazelnut was kind of the only thing I could go with. And thankfully, when I started rangering, that was still an option. So it's been a while.
Yay.
I think my dad and I were trying to count, and this might be something like 19th burn for 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been at it a little while.
Good. I'm starting to look like the weirdo around here because this is going to be year 12 for me. You know, we actually have a lot of people, I think, in the Portland area who have over a decade experience, but then there's a whole new crowd that's 1, 2, 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Which is exciting. I love the new burners. And
thank you
can,
for your nearly two
to come volunteer.
Well, thank you for your nearly two decades of service.
Well,
that is no small feat.
That decade and a half probably wasn't a lot of service, but this last one has definitely been busy with regionals and with Burning Man, and now I get to include Soak in that.
Yay! And Rangers, which is one of our primary sources of community involvement. It's something that you can generally get in, take the training to, even if you don't end up going. It's always valid to have that training. It's very valuable.
Yes, and we will welcome anyone that's interested in coming to a training. Let us know. It'll probably be myself and a couple other folks that are doing the trainings. Likely this spring we'll get those started, I'm hoping, in early March.
That'll be great. Because we're already getting people asking us how they can become involved, and this is definitely one of those ways that you may start doing it at Soak, but it's a skill set that you can take beyond Soak into other events, into other walks of life, and then to Burning Man. But that's a much more intense
experience,
I use
my rangering skills.
Right?
It can be. I've been a Black Rock Ranger. This will be going on my 8th year this year. And some of the jobs I do for the Black Rock Rangers mean year-round involvement now, which I love. But I find I use my rangering skills all the time, including and sometimes especially at work. And there's no limit to where those skills can be used.
And what would you say specifically is the skill set that you end up using at work that's a ranger thing?
De-escalation. Somebody calls into my office, maybe upset, and, you know, have to talk them down off that line of thought, and, you know, hopefully make everybody happy by the end. I work for public health, so sometimes people can get pretty impassioned.
Yes.
I find I use it that actually, all the time.
Right, and that actually sounds like it's a good skill set to have in the world that we're currently living in general, too, since that may become a concern in the near future. There's a lot of temperatures running high and people who are very passionate about their opinions and positions on things and their art projects probably correspondingly.
Absolutely. Anytime that we can let our better natures take hold and keep calm and think about things rationally and get through them together, everyone's always happier.
I totally agree. So when somebody's out doing a ranger shift, could you kind of describe what it would be like? Because I think there's an idea of what they do, but then there's an actuality of what they do as well.
Well, the thing I like to tell, especially new rangers, both at Black Rock and at the regional events I go to, is the first thing we do is we participate. We are burners like everybody else. We just have to, unfortunately, wear khaki while we're doing it for our shift. and as a ranger, we're, you know, we've got our situational awareness tweaked up just a little bit higher, keeping an eye and an ear out for when somebody might need help, mm-hmm. or being a presence there in that khaki so someone can say, hey, that's a ranger. They can help me if things go sideways. Rangers don't go looking for trouble. It does sometimes have a tendency of finding us. And then we try to make the best of sometimes really bad situations, whether that's getting people the resources they need, like medical, or just helping talk somebody down off that impassioned ledge.
Right.
You know, if it's a good shift, it means our rangers haven't done a whole heck of a lot other than walk around the city and, you know, make friends and introduce themselves to camps and let them know that they're a resource should they be needed.
Right. And that face-to-face contact gives you an opportunity to do things or encounter things on Playa or at a regional that you normally wouldn't have done if you weren't on shift.
Absolutely. Anymore, I know that being a ranger has opened up my being social, more social at events, my being more inquisitive and adventurous. And, you know, really, I have met some of the coolest people on the earth that have become lifelong friends by being a ranger and just wandering into a camp and saying, hey, I'm Hazelnut.
Right. I actually like to stop by Tokyo and Berlin at some point on Playa and just shout, I love you. I'd turn and see how many people respond to me. But they at least look and smile while they're drinking, usually.
Yeah, if you come by Tokyo, that's going to happen. I admit I've been one of those that looks up from a cocktail after a long shift. And, you know, I try to smile. So you're welcome. And anyone that does, come by Tokyo. Have a drink with us.
Right? I just kind of put it out there because, yeah, if I'm not wearing a uniform at the time, I kind of like to drop back into just happy participant zone and do on-the-fly things like that.
It's appreciated, I can tell you.
Thanks. Yeah, we were actually out and about with the Wiz on his carpet last year and encountered a ranger group that were training out by the space whale, and then they asked us to help them train. So even if you're not a ranger, you can be approached by a ranger to come help rangers, which is kind of cool to me.
I remember that. I was one of those trainers. So, you know, thank you for helping us get our newbies, you know, ready for any situation that can pop up. And that was tough for them, you know, asking participants for help. But it was a great, great learning opportunity for them that, you know, sometimes you do just have to say, come on, I need your help. And with the burnout community, that's one of the great things, is that more times than not, people are willing to. They're willing to put down their drink or stop what they're doing and, you know, help a neighbor out.
Right, because on Playa, where are we going? We're going off to something fun. There's no time limit.
Nope.
Has there been anything particularly memorable that has happened while you were on shift?
Ooh, there's been any number of things that have happened. thankfully, I wasn't a ranger the year the man burned early. They talked me into that the following year, in 2008. We had the year before last. There was an RV right outside Ranger headquarters, in front of DPW heavy equipment, I think, that caught fire. That was interesting, being able to stand at Ranger HQ and watch an art burn that wasn't planned. That was definitely an exciting moment. Yeah. But everyone responded and got it taken care of really professionally between Rangers, DPW, and our fire teams, and that was impressive to watch everyone in action.
Well, yeah, thanks to everyone who was involved in that. It seemed like she was cared for very quickly. We all rallied and got a bunch of clothes and shoes and helped her have a home experience, even though that was going to need to be dealt with later.
And it was impressive watching not only the volunteers act quickly and with great compassion, but like I said, the whole community got together and took care of those participants that were affected by that, and that's always really impressive to get to watch that happen.
Yep.
Unfortunately, being a ranger was especially. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know. I'm dealing with a delay. I'm trying to talk around a huge lag time for me, so go for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was just going to say there's a lot of things as a ranger that we see and we do, but with privacy, sometimes we just have to be respectful and not talk about the really crazy stuff.
Great. Because, yes, that is something that's very important, is to take into account that it's someone's private life, and if it was a gloss, we might be able to talk about it, but otherwise, please respect our respect for someone's personal space, I guess.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hazelnut, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I look forward to seeing everyone at Town Hall.
Town Hall is next week.
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the afternoon at Tabor Space, 54th and Belmont. I want to, just before we wrap up for the day, I want to just remind everybody that we are operating every week at 3 o'clock. We generally a live show. We're going to be a tape delay show next week because of the town hall. But you can participate either by via Facebook. You can find us at SIR Podcast on Facebook, or you can find us on email at sircastpdx@gmail.com. Also, our telephone number is 503-894-7980. My co-host is Ceres, and I am Hero. This is Sunday the 5th, and
hey.
This is the podcast. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Bye now.